Hello from me, John Hoyle, and my co-reader, Lynette Edwards. Welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Today's edition of our newspaper is number 2346, and it's being recorded on Thursday, the 16th of October. We have news, letters, and a feature from the evening news. We hope you enjoy listening. Before I hand over to Lynette for our first batch of local news items, I'll mention that at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, we have an autumnal visit to High Ash Farm with Chris Skinner, and we'll remind you to keep listening for this. Now, here is Lynette.
Hello. Coming up, we have Greater Anglia nationalisation, an Edith Cavell commemoration at the Cathedral, a problem over affordable housing, and compensation to be paid to some council tenants. We will start off, however, with the news that it is likely that some small schools in the county are bound to close. Some of Norfolk's smallest schools are likely to struggle to stay open as pupil numbers across the county plummet, officials have warned. Education chiefs have voiced particular concerns that those with just one or two classes could be in peril as the number of children in the county's education system are forecast to fall. By the 2027 reception intake, pupil numbers will have dropped from nearly 10,000 in the current Year 8 to fewer than 7,000, according to forecasts. And with school funding directly linked to the number on roll, that slump could be a hammer blow for some of Norfolk's smaller schools, particularly in rural areas. Officers say schools with just one class are unlikely to be sustainable, and those with two classes might need to be restructured to survive. A number of Norfolk's smaller schools only have one or two classes, with some schools mixing year groups to create them. But the council says it would not encourage solutions that result in more than three year groups being taught together.
A rail firm that runs services in Norfolk has become the third to be renationalised, but a government minister has said she cannot promise the move will lead to cheaper tickets. Transport Secretary Heidi Alexander was in Norwich to mark the renationalisation of Greater Anglia as part of the government's move to take formerly private companies into public ownership. The change comes as Labour creates Great British Railways, an upcoming public sector body which will oversee Britain's rail infrastructure and train operation. Ms Alexander said the changes would help simplify the baffling array of fares across the UK's train network. She said nationalisation would mean operators could have laser focus on passengers rather than making money for shareholders. But Ms Alexander said she was not able to guarantee fares would fall.
A First World War nurse who risked everything to help others has been remembered in a city of stories. Edith Cavell, the Norfolk nurse who helped more than 200 Allied soldiers escape German-occupied Belgium during the war and was executed for her actions in 1915, was honoured with a weekend of commemorations at Norwich Cathedral, where she's buried. The Edith Cavell 110 weekend marked the 110th anniversary of her death on October the 12th, 1915. A free exhibition, Edith Cavell in Her Own Voice, remains open at Norwich Cathedral Library until Tuesday, December the 23rd. The display tells her story through her words, paintings and personal items, including her dog Jack. The exhibition is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday to Thursday.
Anger is growing over whether a home builder should be allowed to reduce how many affordable homes it provides on one of Norwich's biggest housing schemes. An application by Persimmon to vary the conditions agreed for its 1,000 home development at the former Royal Norwich Golf Club in Helsdon is due to be decided by Broadland District Council. The bid is controversial and has sparked opposition because it would mean some 150 affordable homes would not be built and more trees than initially agreed would be cut down on the site off Drayton High Road. If the scheme is approved, it will mean just 15% of the development would be affordable housing, down from the 33% originally agreed.
A watchdog has ordered City Hall to pay out thousands of pounds in compensation to its tenants for failing to fix problems at their homes. The Housing Ombudsman told Norwich City Council to pay £18,940 this year to disgruntled residents. This is a 59% increase in the amount of cash it had to pay out last year, which was £11,000, with the officials finding the council at fault 43 times. Alex Catt, leader of the Green Group at City Hall, criticised the findings at a cabinet meeting this week. He said, "Since 2022, the amount of compensation ordered has risen year on year. Of the complaints investigated, 43 instances of maladministration were found, a rate of 83%. These range from claims of poor responsiveness to repairs, damp and mould, pest control and noise. The majority of the compensation ordered was due to problems with property conditions." Beth Jones, Cabinet Member for Housing, said she was disappointed at the increase. However, she said changes made to housing services are already delivering improvements, and the number of complaints made to the council has fallen this year.